Yes, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Yes, yes, the blessing of the Lord. Praise God.
The blagoslaviti bebo, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. What's that?
Have you heard anything more from Pastor Rogers?
He called and we're discussing. We can all discuss how we want to help him out. He said he can't do things the way he did them before because Betty always took care of the orphanage, and now he's going to take care of the orphanage, and he needs some help in that, but he also wants to start a school to train up others to go out and do what he did, because he's not going to go out as much. And he seems to have a pretty good handle on how to raise up people out in that part of the world, and Hosanna Restoration Ministries Africa is quite large. Lots of people go by that name, you know. So that's all that I've heard. And he's standing strong, and he's going on Betty's last words that said, "Don't give up your faith. Don't forget the orphans." So that's what we have right now going on. I'll check and make sure that he didn't message me this morning. Huh. Actually, I had a video call from him this morning. I don't think it's a recorded one, and so I missed it. I'll tell you more when I check back with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have a wonderful God. And if you've ever read your Bible, and you all have, there are things in your Bible that sometimes speak to you, always speak to you. But some things speak to you and speak to you just a little extra. And I find that sometimes I just run into a wall with things. Because my prayer has always been, Lord, I don't want to go back. And I was praying and I was saying, Lord, I just want to love you better. And I hadn't even finished better. And I knew a verse that said, when you've done it to one of the least of these, you've done it unto me. You know, you can't back up that tape and wait for another time. When you have begun, the thing that you've begun, he's going to complete. But if you've done it to one of the least of these, and he said to the disciples, go and love one another as I have loved you. And we can't limit that to the 12 or the 11 or the 120 or anything. We can't limit that. That you go and you love as I have loved you. And I won't say we because I can't speak for you. But as much as I would hope that I do, I know that I don't. I don't think that I love anybody the way that God loves us. You know, I mean, I try. I mean, occasionally, sometimes, I won't go to say most times, but All the time, no. And so that just kind of became a day after day thought. And so I began to watch my love. I began to watch my thoughts, my words. I found myself dropping my voice before I called Mia because I didn't want to be angry, you know. And, you know, I mean, I could check it. I could. But I hadn't previously. I love God. I know that I love God. I never argue with God. I never question Him. I just don't. It's easier to. I just don't. I don't blame Him about anything. You know. I mean, it's just like I do well with God. But then He said, How I love others is a reflection of how I love God. That just messes everything up. I'm sorry. You know? It's like, it isn't like, you better give up. No, but it's such a thing as okay, Lord, You have complicated things. You know? I don't like complicated too much. But at the same time, it's as simple as can be. Kind of. Sort of. A little bit. Not so much. You know? We can choose. It's like He says, I set before you the way of life and death. Choose life. Okay. And so, like I said, for days, I'm thinking about this, because I mostly control my tongue, but I think about my thoughts, you know, and there's a lot of times when people are a problem, you know, and it's easier to choose to ignore them than it is to choose to love them, you know, and how is that love God, you know? I mean, my enemies are your enemies, your enemies are my enemies. The psalmist said, shouldn't I hate those that oppose you? I do hate them. I love that verse. So today I love that verse. So does that give me a license? Not necessarily. That's just what the psalmist was saying. Did God go to that, or did God go with a little sideways look at that, you know? Because God is love. God is love. And so I went to sleep last night with three final words from God that said, it was like, okay, here's a simple solution, plan to love. You know, you need to plan. We need to plan to love. I'm not a planner, but I can plan to love. I can wake up in the morning and set my heart to seek the Lord and to plan to love. You know, that's my plan. That's got to be my plan. And then I think I added, or I took His plan to, and my thought was, I can choose to. Now, we can choose, but if God wants something, do we really have a choice? Yeah, we do. We do. But if I tell Him that I want something, and He tells me how I can do it, how much do I want it? Maybe Maybe you got this figured out for me, okay? But here's the thing, is that he really does want us to love. Our place is not to decide who or what we will love. I mean, there's things that are choicey, but it really is. And love doesn't mean, you know, like you gotta hold them and send them presents. But it does mean love, you know. I mean, obviously, God is not always pleased with everything we think, say, or do. He doesn't quit loving us. The thing that we do is to love to the point where we no longer hate. I don't have to, you know, judge that you will not also be judged, because there's a lot of things that are just so easy to judge, and it just seems like it would be wrong if we didn't judge them. But you know, our judgment can't do anything about it to change it. You know? I mean, our kids are grown up. Fireworks don't happen. But boy, they still happen. You know? And man, I found myself during the fourth going, man alive, I can understand why these are just like cave crawlers for people that are PTSD, you know, for the people that have been to war. I mean, it sounds like a war, you know. I could see where they're ducking, you know, and it's like, just when you think that it's all done, here they come again, you know. You hear one that is so amazing, it's got to be the grand finale. No, it was a warm-up to the grand finale, you know. How long can they go? And then I think about, man, oh, live, those people spend a lot of money on that stuff. It's not my business. It isn't my business. It isn't my business whether or not they pay their bills while they spend a lot of money on that. It isn't my business. But boy, there's like a crowd speaking to you when you start thinking about these things, you know? And I don't need that. I can choose at least to intercept it. Halt. You know? And God, it's freeing when the enemy's fleeing. You know? And it's not difficult. You know? I've got to work on, Vicki says I roll my eyes. I got to quit that. She just doesn't like it, you know. I mean, so I got to be like this and make sure I can't roll my eyes, you know. Because where did I get that eye rolling thing? I don't know where I got that eye rolling thing, you know. And sometimes it's not a nasty eye rolling thing, but it always is when she sees eye rolling thing. And then she accuses me of judging her, and then I have thoughts, and, you know, we get those thoughts going, and, you know, it's just, wow, am I even saved? Yes, I am. I'm saved. I have no doubt about it, but I'm challenged. Now, I could have been fine without this. My life was going along as good as could be, but I don't want to go backwards, and I want to stay strong with the Lord, and I want to keep on with the Lord, and if I'm going to do that, then I got to do what the Lord wants. And so the Lord says, okay. So now did the point tally change when it seems as though the rules change? Do now I get judged every time that I do something wrong? Do I lose points with the Lord because as you have done unto one of the least of these, you've done unto me? Lord, I don't think so, but I want to be careful. I just respect the Lord so much. And I don't want to have an excuse to just do whatever I want to do. See, there's exceptions. I'm sure there's exceptions to how this works. I'm sure there are. But here's the problem. If we start planning the exceptions, that's all we're going to think about is the exceptions. So instead of catching ourselves and going, hey, you can do better, we'll just find the exceptions. Because God couldn't expect that. What if he did? You know, do we desire to please God? Do we desire to grow in the Lord? Do I want to look for a way around what the Lord is saying in his word? Do I want to set the standard? No, I tell the folks at jail, and I get it. I tell them, I said, look, if you have an idea of what the very, 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 very worst thing you ever did was, I want you to know this. God never quit loving you. You know, he doesn't quit loving us. And if he's going to show me a way that I can love him better, I'm going to love him better. Now, I'm not gonna write encouraging letters to terrorists and say, you know, I understand you were born this way and this is what you do. No, I'm not gonna do that. But I'm not gonna hate them. Last night, before I went to bed, I had an email come in, and it talked about some people not on the right side but on the left side that were cheering about the flood and the kids that died in the flood in Texas. Because they got what's coming to them. They wanted that governor and they wanted that president. And now they became holy and they said, and God's pouring out every flood that they deserve. And I'm sitting, I'm going, how? Those poor souls. I honestly just said, this is crazy. You know? And I feel bad that they would even think that way. And I don't want to think that way. I don't want to think of what I could think should happen to them. I don't want to think about that. I want to love God. Holy God, make me holy. Merciful God, make me merciful too. Loving God, make me loving. Lord, I want to be like you. Because it's liberating. It really is. We don't have to judge. We don't have to decide. We don't have to plan anything that comes down to that. We can leave that to God. And so no matter what, we can do the loving thing. Love forgives. You know? Love can actually forget. But if it can't forget, it's going to forgive and forgive and forgive. But the Lord says, you know, as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, then you've done it to me. You know, and then Jesus, he came up with some things that cause us, yes, we can depend upon the love of God. You know, we can do that. But he said, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can cast out demons, raise the dead, prophesy, and still end up with him saying, I never knew you. Whew. I don't want to figure that one out either, but it's in there. It's in there. But love covers a multitude of sins. It's in there. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's in there. We are being perfected, okay? So this isn't to put pressure on you, to put fear on you. This is to just challenge you. Because none of us loves perfectly. And if we don't think about it, then maybe we just don't care to. I'll love my own circle. I'll love most everybody in my own circle. I'll at least love my wife. Sometimes she puts the right foot in and pulls the right foot out. We've got to do the whole pokey and turn it all about. You know what I'm saying? We can be selective. Can't we? We can be selective. Well, and we should be selective sometimes. We should do like in Fiddler on the Roof, and they said, Rabbi, how do we pray for the czar? And he said, I pray that the Lord will keep him far, far away from me. But still able to pray. I guess that the thing is that I don't want to be comfortable doing what may not be the most pleasing to God. I don't have the authority to make the exceptions to the rule. But I do have the ability to choose life. I have the ability. See, I don't wanna quit loving. I don't wanna quit honoring God. And I want to do it to the max. I really do want to. But this thing had me going, ooh, I think that I perhaps am guilty of picking and choosing, you know, when I could just be free by letting it be. Okay? There's a lot of stuff that I can just say, it's yours, Lord, and not think about it, you know? Not try to figure it out and not have to, you know, if somebody responds wrongly, then I got to respond better to them, you know? I don't want to do that. My flesh wants to do that. My flesh is capable of doing that. I can do that. I just don't want to do that. I want the wind beneath my, inside my sails and beneath my wing to be the wind that comes from waiting upon the Lord. That's what I want, you know? And I really didn't even want to talk about this, and I didn't want to write about this. I wanted to just let it end on that page in my journal. But sometimes you have to hold yourself accountable, you know? And so when I preach it, I have to do it. I can't avoid it. I can't just leave it be. And, you know, somebody might hear this and say, I wish you would have left it be. It's bugging me. Well, I'm not trying to bug anybody. But I think that we all, everyone somewhere deep down just wants to grow in the Lord. They really do. Even people that you don't think would want to be growing in the Lord, they do. It's in there. It just needs to be stirred up. Now, there's no doubt that somebody could, you know, say, well, I don't think you love so good, Pastor. You know, I might get a Facebook prompt that says, this is nuts. It's not. But there's a good possibility, you know. There'll be somebody that's liable to say, you can't say you love when you voted for Trump. I'm just going to smile. I ain't even going to block them. I ain't going to say what I would want to say. I just leave it there and let other people decide. I've had a couple of times where things just got out of hand amongst people arguing over comments on a comment, you know. But things get out of hand in our lives too if we look for excuses rather than, okay, Lord, okay, show me how. And his, at least his opening thing for me is to just plan to love. Plan it. You know? No, don't let anything destroy your plans. Don't let anything keep you from what God is calling you to do. Now, this could be, I may be the only person in the room that this speaks to, and that's okay. I've said it, you know. And I pray that y'all and anybody that ever hears this says, you know, I had that down a long time ago. I don't know what's the matter with him. You know, could be. But, you know, it's just there's a possibility that we fail to love perfectly. And if we've got everything else in our walk with God just down perfect, this will give us something to do. This will give us something to strengthen us. You know, this will be like, you know, carrying 5 pound weights in your walk. It'll be a little bit better. But I think that we will find that it's building and beneficial. I think that we will find that it is freeing. You know, I think that it's what can make us into people that can hang on a cross and say, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing. And that's not bad. That's not bad. So, just plan to love. And if you got somebody that you hope you don't have to love, love them. Just be like a bull rider and say, let her buck, you know. Come out of the chute. That don't mean you have to write him a love letter. Don't mean you have to send him money. Just means that you have to come out saying, if I see that person, I'm going to love them. I can do this thing. Now, I might love them from afar, but I'm going to love them. See, we don't have to, like, invite them to dinner, but in our hearts, if we can just be a reflection of God's love. I mean, we're not going to not be just like him. But you see, it's like when Paul said, you know, I'm doing the things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things that I do want to do, and what am I going to do? But he came to the right, thanks be to God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I can't do this, we can't do this, nobody can do this without Holy Spirit. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now, that's an awareness of God's deep, deep love for us, but it's also the love of God that can be dispersed. And we all will benefit from sprinkling the love of God. We will. And we will not have the torment of whatever the judge does, you know. We won't have that. We just, praise God. Praise God. Well, we got to say something sometime. If Holy Spirit says so, yeah. But we can walk the walk and talk the talk. And in so doing, bring glory to God. So, Father, that's what we need to do. Plan to love. I plan to love. I plan to grow in the grace and the knowledge of whatever this is intended for in my life. And I pray for a blessing upon those who are hearers of the word and hear what you say about it, not what I say about it, because you might say other things to me that pertain just to me. But I know, Lord, that we will never, never go wrong loving one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.